Hello, everybody. I've taken control of the show. Why? Because it's Cal's birthday, and I wanted to make sure I was the first one to tell him happy birthday. Before he mentioned, it's my birthday, I wanted to say happy birthday, Cal.
Why, thank you, Celeste. Hey, I'm just having a great time here. Just got back from, we just took the whole office out to eat Indian food, and you know, I didn't get very much on my shirt. It was really good. You know how hard it is to get curry off a shirt, Celeste?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I knew you were taking the staff out for lunch, so I went to lunch and I had Mexican food and also kept everything off my shirt. And for your birthday, I had a margarita. And I'm drunk, kinda.
All right, so we should have an extra special good show today.
That's what I think. Well, you know, I'm on this organic diet, so you just take a little bit of something and it makes you feel so tipsy. Luckily, I've also had a cup of coffee in my handy-dandy Certified Hypnosis Pro mug.
Cool. Hey, you know what? I'm looking here at the hypnogram, and I just noticed that one of my graduates I trained in Singapore, Dr. Francis Orr, has an article in there, Clinical Intervention of Hypnosis. Gosh, you know, Francis, if you're watching this, congratulations. All right, man, we got a lot of stuff to do today. Let me see if I can rip through some announcements. Oh, by the way, if you're watching this video and it's not on calbanion.com, go there right now because all the good stuff, the notes, the special comments and links, they're right down there underneath this video. Let's see what I got here. Oh, the affiliate program is working. Hypnosis.org/hypnosismoney. My weight release program still working really great. In fact, my people are now telling me it's more than just a weight loss program. It is a build your business, making more money program. So email me. I've made a special video to show anyone that emails me. Let's see what else I got here. Hypnosis directory, get listed. I'm looking down at my computer screen as I do this. My Week of Power 7-day course starts Sunday. And check out my website schedule on hypnosiscenter.com. And let's see here. I promised myself I'd get through this real quick. Oh, I got this funniest email the other day. It was about ties. It says, Cal, I love the Hypnosis Etc. show. I watch it every week, and I share it with my hypno friends. And we're wondering, how many ties do you have anyway? Because it seems like every time you have a show, you have a different tie. That's because, I don't know why it is, students buy me ties. My wife buys me ties. My daughter buys me ties. So I got a lot of ties.
I want them to start buying me earrings and shirts. Hey, I need earrings and shirts. Do you know how hard it is to look good on this show? There.
And diamonds.
And diamonds. And send your money.
Okay. Oh, I want to make another quick announcement. I just got a book from one of our five pathers. He's kind of a follower here. And he is John Graydon, and he's got a book, The Imposter Syndrome. John, thanks for sending it to me. I'm looking forward to reading it. And thanks for the little, you know, thing you say in there about me. That's great.
I love the name of the book. I got to get it too. Who is that again? John who?
John Graydon. Let me see if I can, there might be even a website in here everyone can go to order. It says, Cal, thank you for your leadership. And then there's a little note in there. Let's see. I bet you it's, I know he's got to have a website in here somewhere.
So is that about like the imposter syndrome where you feel like where you're working, you're not really in the role of that person or something like that?
I know that there's such a thing, but I haven't had a chance to read the book yet.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. I got to read this.
Okay, he's got a website, www.johngraydon.com, JohnGraden.com. And gosh, check it out. Let me see what else do I have on my announcements.
Me, 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 and then you can be thinking about you, okay? Because look what I got. Look at this. I'm now a board-certified hypnotist. Yeah, I got this from the National Guild of Hypnotists, and you can get it too. All you have to do is when you're at the National Guild of Hypnotists, the yearly thing where everybody gets together, all you have to do is actually take an oral test and a written test. Now, there is an essay part that's really hard, but if you study your stuff, you'll get your BCH, and I highly recommend it because it's neat to have BCH after your name. Isn't that cool? And this is what it looks like. Okay, Cal, did you figure out what you wanted to say?
Hello, everybody. This is Cal Banion, and congratulations, Celeste, for your BCH. Hey, for your board-certified hypnotist, didn't you have to write an article? When I did it, I had to write an article.
Yeah, I wrote an article about I can't remember the exact name of it actually, but it's about working with clients who talk too much. And since I can also talk too much, I can really put myself in their shoes and see why they do that. So I wrote all about that. And one of the things that I like to do with my clients, which is, I wrote all about it in this article, is pausing them, fast forward and rewinding them. Because just like you do it in regression, if you've ever learned how to do that, you can also do it in the waking state when they're in your office. So if they're not giving you information, or they just talk about everything else, for instance, you can say, okay, let's rewind, let's go back to, and that's how you rewind them. You know, pause right there, you put your finger up and say, let's go back to. And so it's really kind of a neat article. I've never really written anything like it, and I think it'll be helpful to a lot of people because this issue comes up a lot.
Is that going to be published in the Journal of Hypnotism or the Hypnogram?
There's no promises, but they don't want something that's been published anywhere else, and they get exclusive rights to publish it. I can write about this again in my own words in another article, but this particular article written about this is only for their eyes and their use if they want it.
That's nice. Hey, and by the way, everybody, you got to check out hypnosis.org in the e-zine department, because Celeste has been writing, I don't know, how many articles have you written for that e-zine?
Every quarter, except I took this quarter off. So it's been, what has it been, 2 or 3 years now, I write an article just about every quarter.
And it's basically the frugal hypnotist, right? How to get started and not spend too much money.
That's usually what we write about. I have written about a couple of case histories too. But most of the time, it's about just starting your hypnosis practice on a shoestring.
Beautiful. Hey, well, gosh, you know, this is so much fun. We never get to talk, Celeste.
I know. We should do this more often. Just talk and forget about anything else.
Good. Hey, also Steve Rowe, who's a five-pather, just started writing articles for it too. So if you haven't been to hypnosis.org and checked out the e-zine, go there. One last thing I want to get in, a little bit of a commercial, and that is my NGH, NGH-approved Banyan Hypnosis Certification Super Course with 5-Path and 7-Path is coming up January 19th through 30th. And if you register this week, you save $250 for early registration. The regular tuition is $26.95. Register by next Friday, November 21st, and you save a whole bunch of money. Good. Anything else, Celeste, before we get into the meat?
I think we should get into the meat because people are just sitting on the edges of their seat wondering what we're going to talk about today. And I bet they're really ready for this because it's going to be really good today.
I know I'm sitting on my seat wondering what we're going to talk about today because I have no idea.
Oh, you don't?
You're the producer and everything.
Yeah, so that's what I like
about
this. What
are we going to talk about today?
Yeah, Cal has to just kind of sit back and wait, you see. He's used to being the one in command, and I'm taking command. Okay. You ready, Cal?
You're the woman in charge. Go ahead.
All right. We're answering questions from people who sent emails to us. And a lady, well, shoot, is her name on here? No, I don't think her name is on here.
Then how do you know it's a lady?
It's a lady. Yeah. Anyway, she writes about working with, she has a question about working with a 10-year-old client. I'm going to read it pretty much verbatim, and then Cal and I are going to talk about it or answer it. What kind of induction do I use with a 10-year-old client with anxiety, she says, when none of the tried and true inductions have worked? Ding, ding, ding. That's one thing we want to talk about. And also, should I do 5-path? Ding, ding, ding. And I have seen a 10-year-old who had a diagnostic, I guess it's this one. She's kind of confusing a little bit because she says, I have seen a 10-year-old who has a diagnostic of anxiety disorder. I think this English might not be her first language. I think she's saying, I'm seeing this 10-year-old who has a diagnostic of anxiety disorder. The MD wanted her on Proxil, but the parents refused. The kid is always feeling anxious for everything and anything, and she has difficulty sleeping at night. She has nightmares, and she has some interesting nightmares, like she thinks the earth is dying and going to explode because we don't take care of it. She writes about this, and she says, and I'm reading this verbatim, she is a bit of a lunatic and has no friends. I did the pre-talk with her and her father. And when the father left, I asked her what it is like for her. I guess she's talking about the pre-talk or what it was like for her. And her likes and dislikes. and she doesn't like TV so much for the TV induction, so that didn't work. And I did EFT because she was anxious, and then tried the balloon induction with no success, and the blast off with no success either. So I did the green technique, where you have them recall a time when they felt calm and comfortable and secure, and anchored it in with the color green. And my question is, any suggestion as to what to do with this kid? I would like to do 5-Path with her. She has homework of doing EFT morning and night. That's a big, long question, isn't it?
Okay.
The first thing I think is, do you want me to go back over this first part that made the bells go off in my head? When none of the tried and true inductions have worked, what kind of induction do I use?
Okay, well, let me say one thing, and that is, I have a rule. This is one of my Banyanisms, is if something isn't working that should be working, then something prior to that event was probably not done properly or completely. What do we do before we actually do the induction? You know, we're going to do the pre-talk, we're going to find out the person's benefits, and these kinds of things. And I'm wondering, you know, a whole bunch of things about this young lady, 10 years old. Is she capable of concentrating? Is she of normal intelligence? This is some very prerequisite kind of stuff. You really don't have to do a pre-talk with children, but we might talk to her about hypnosis and how she feels about hypnosis, because she might be one of those unusual children that does have a fear or misconception about hypnosis. And the other thing that really comes into mind is, I would want a list of benefits generated by that child as to why she wants to do hypnosis. And I'm not totally sure what these sessions are for. Are you, Celeste? What is it that we're working on here?
Well, she says she has the 10-year-old client has anxiety, so I'm guessing that's what she's working on. But she doesn't actually say.
Okay, yeah. So that, guess what? Hypnosis, at least the way we do it, I know how to do it. Yeah, what we're trying to do is we help people get what they want, and we really need to know what this girl wants, because she may be more invested in having the problem than overcoming the problem. What kind of things were going off in your head, Celeste?
Well, I was thinking, you know, when she said, what kind of induction do I use when none of them have worked, how she was figuring out whether the induction worked or not, because I'll tell you something about kids. They can fidget around a lot and still be in hypnosis. So that's the first thing that kind of made bells go off in my head. You know, it sounds like she's a 5-pather, but she yet she hasn't done 5-path with a 10-year-old. Most 10-year-olds, not all of them, but a lot of them. You can do a 5-path with them if you do very, you know, simple language, from what I've seen with the clients that I have. And so if you're doing 5-path, then you're watching for some criteria there. So that's kind of the things that went off, and you know, that's kind of things I was thinking about.
Okay, yeah, and what I'm thinking about also is, you know, I don't think we're going to be able, we don't have enough information to talk about this young lady in particular. But what we can do is we can talk about working with children in this 10-ish age group. And one of the things I'm hearing is the induction didn't work, and we don't even know, how does she know it didn't work? And you're pointing that out, she's wiggling around, maybe she thinks because the child is wiggling around, it's not working. But Celeste, you know, we know how to tell if an induction is working. Tell the world, how do you know if an induction's working?
Well, you know, the criteria for whether someone's in hypnosis, for the way that we do hypnosis and our induction, is in the Elman-Banyan induction. So if they can lose the numbers, which is amnesia, bringing on amnesia, or if you get them and you do the fractionation technique and they hang on to your every word, then that's usually a pretty good example or a pretty good indication that they're at the threshold at least of somnambulism. And at that point, they typically can do everything that you ask them to do. But I'll tell you, there have been a couple of times, probably more than a couple of times, when either kids didn't get the amnesia, and I think maybe they just didn't understand it. So I proceeded in the way that I normally would have, and they still got results. And especially when it comes to age regression, I do think sometimes if you ask somebody to do something that they need to reach a certain criteria to be able to do, they can do it, And then if you really checked, they've reached that criteria. So I think sometimes you can kind of turn it around too. So sometimes I just proceed, and then if they're doing what I'm asking them to do, and they're bringing up the different scenes and stuff, and it seems to be going well, sometimes I'll check and they're there, or sometimes I won't check and just see if they get better by the next time they come in. Does that make sense, Cal?
Well, yeah, the answer is we test to determine if an induction is working. And we could do a test for somnambulism like we usually do, and it would be a test for amnesia, or it could be a test for contention, right, with the eye fractionation deepening technique covert test. Or, you know, if they're having trouble with that and I'm working with a kid, kids are easy. You don't really need all the time to get somnambulism with kids. And if you can just get eye lock, it would be something, a place to start. But so when she says it's not working, what I need to know, if she was working here at our center and I was supervising her, I'd say, how do you know it's not working? And so then we could then proceed or not proceed.
And in terms of, you know, fractionation, you're looking for that contention, like you were saying, the hanging on your every word. And with kids, I mean, when do they not do that? It's very rare. If you're going and you're moving pretty quickly, you know, you'll see that they're hanging on your every word if you ask them to do things. And so, typically with fractionations, it's no problem at all. It's easy to see. You get it right away. So if nothing else, if they don't understand losing the numbers, or they don't, like he said, eye lock is very easy to get with children. I don't think I've ever not gotten it with a child. And beyond that, fractionation, you know, is very easy to get too.
Good. So let me summarize kind of what we've talked about so far is, you know, you've got to make sure you're connected with the child and that they want to make the change and that they can identify some benefits, because, you know, there can be a lot of secondary gain issues going on, a dynamic in the family where the acting out is giving the child power and that kind of thing. So you've got to work with a child that will trust you, a child that can identify the benefits. After you've done the induction, and let me talk a little bit about inductions real quick with children in that age group of, you know, 10-ish or so. Now, some kids at 10 are real kid-like, and you want to use like the magic TV induction, that kind of thing. But if you can carry on an intelligent conversation with the child, then I would just use the Elman Banyan induction and just proceed with that. And let's see. Yeah, that's what I think we pretty much covered. And the next question was, would you do 5-PATH? And I would say yes, with one stipulation, and that is you have to have built up enough trust with the child so that the child is willing to let you provide the insight. For example, let me quickly just say a little bit about what 5-PATH is for the people that are watching that are not 5-PATHers, and you certainly don't have to be a 5-PATHer to watch the show. Is what we do in the first phase is we do preparation, testing, and convincing of the client, that preparation for the hypnosis, convincing, and testing of the hypnosis. Phase two is going to be age regression, where we uncover the cause of the problem, neutralize it. We'll also do some age progression work in that. Then we also do forgiveness of others is phase three, forgiveness of self is phase four. And then phase five is a special kinds of parts mediation work or parts mediation therapy that's designed to help the client overcome secondary gain issues. And secondary gain issues are issues that cause the problem to exist when the cause of the problem has been resolved. Something in the environment that is either reinforcing or demanding the old behavior. So since this is an insight therapy, like let's take, for example, in the age regression work, typically what we'll do is we'll age regress the individual back to the point of cause of the problem, take them before the problem, and do the informed child technique. Now, the informed child technique is normally where we have the adult tell the child what he or she wished they would have known before the problem started. This information is designed to neutralize the cause of the problem or enable them to get through the event without being negatively affected by it. Now, since the child's only 10, that they don't have that kind of insight. And so what happens is you have to have built enough rapport and trust with the child so that the child will let you be the grown-up, because the child doesn't have a grown-up aspect of themselves, so that you can do the informing of the child. And of course, you can have the child also give information, because certainly a 10-year-old child has much better insight on what's going on than, say, a 3-year-old regressed aspect of the self that is actually going through the event that caused the problem. Is that helpful, Celeste?
Yeah, and I just want to stress, you did mention this a couple of times, and this is so important, the rapport with the child to build that up. If they're, especially if they're anxious, where is that anxious coming from? Typically, it's from the parents. I don't know, it might take you a little while, but maybe even a session or two, just meeting with the child and doing some real easy stuff if they're very, very anxious or nervous. So that, you know, you're not really going to get very far if you don't have some rapport.
Exactly. And how many minutes have we got left, Celeste?
Well, we're right at 20 now.
Awesome. Okay, why don't you wrap it up?
Happy birthday, Cal.
Thank you.
This is me, Celeste Hackett, for Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, Etc. with Celeste Hackett. We'll see you next time.
All right, this is Cal Banyan signing off.
This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and Cal Banyan's Banyan Publishing Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without written permission.